In Iraq, a U.S. soldier died today in a roadside bombing. More U.S. troops, 139, have now been killed since the end of the major hostilities than during the war itself. Nation building is a dangerous task. So says a new book, America's Role in Nation Building from Germany to Iraq. Day-to-Day's Madeleine Brand spoke to one of the editors, James Dobbins.
You looked at the number of peacekeepers per 1,000 people during various post-war reconstruction efforts over the last 50 years.
Right.
How does Afghanistan and Iraq compare to places like Germany and Japan?
The ratio of peacekeepers to population is at the lower end of the scale in comparison with Germany or with Bosnia and Kosovo more recently. We looked at 7 cases and analyzed and compared them, cases going back to 1945. And we did find some correlations despite the disparities in the situations. And one was this apparent inverse relationship between the number of troops and the number of casualties. When you have a high number of troops, when you go in with a obtrusively capable force, which discourages even the thought of opposition, you suffer no casualties at all. And in the post-war German occupation, the Japanese occupation, and in the operations in Bosnia and Kosovo, the United States and its allies have not lost a single person to this day. If you go in economically with a smaller footprint, there is a continuous attrition of your force as you take low levels of casualties.
So how many peacekeepers would you recommend per 1,000 people, and what do we have now?
The historical comparisons would suggest that if we wanted to provide security at the levels we were able to establish in Bosnia and Kosovo fairly quickly, it might require between 300,000 and 500,000 troops.
Well, several senators have called for more troops, but the Pentagon says no way. The White House says no way. Do you think they'll bend?
I think that if they're going to do this job properly, it's going to take more resources than had been anticipated and than are currently planned. Now, in terms of manpower, there's two alternatives. Either it's going to have to increase the overall size of the U.S. armed forces, because within the current structure of the armed forces, there simply are no more men. The U.S. Army is stretched. A third of its personnel are already in Iraq, which means that everybody in the Army is either in Iraq or on his way to Iraq or on his way back from Iraq. The other threshold would be to significantly expand participation in the operation, to broaden and multinationalize it. And this would require the United States be willing to give a voice to others in the management of the enterprise commensurate with their contributions.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
James Dobbins is the director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation.
Day-to-Day's Madeleine Brand did that interview with James Dobbins.